18 minutes to midday, you're listening to the Andy Knight Radio Show here on Vectis Radio, and I'm joined by yet another of the hordes of students that we have here. It's marvellous, great atmosphere in the studio today, and I'm joined by Scott, who's a 4P student. Good morning, Scott.
Morning.
Very nice to meet you. Just move a little bit closer to that microphone, straight onto me there, perfect. And so you, in fact, of course, are Luke's older brother, and you've been watching over him, and you watch. I thought he did very well, didn't you?
Yeah.
I thought he did extremely well. So tell us just a little bit about yourself, where you go to school, and your age, and whereabouts you live then, Scott? I'm guessing some of it, because I know it from Luke already, but... Yeah.
I'm 15, I live in Sandown, and I'm homeschooled.
Right, I got 2 out of 3 there. I wasn't sure on your age, but I got the other 2 because I knew that Luke had already told us. So indeed, you're homeschooled as well. And I saw you just listening to the music there. Can you describe to us your favourite listening type of music? Do you listen much to music, and what's your favourite kind of acts and bands?
I don't really mind, but at the moment I'm sort of listening to cartoon.
Oh, right, okay. Is that something that you've just latched onto, or is this just something you've just heard recently?
Kind of recently.
Yeah, okay.
It's not actually that new.
No, it's not, I was going to say, yeah, so, but it's something that you're enjoying at the moment. Do you go out and see music played live at all anywhere around, or have you seen any
sometimes.
Live bands? Any live bands from the island that you've seen, perhaps?
Not really.
Not many. Well, there's plenty of time for that when you're old enough to go to the pubs, I expect, because that's where most of them play, isn't it? So you're home educated, and I asked Luke this because I'm really interested, and we had Libby earlier with the home educating. And do you find that in the way that your brother described very, very well, I thought, that home educating suits you that much better than school? And what do you think? How would you describe the advantages if you see it that way?
Well, it means you've got more time to do the sort of things that you'd rather learn about.
So do you have more of a say in the studies that you do, the curriculum that you follow, or is it very rigid? You have more say in the study, do you?
Yeah.
Excellent. So you're able to, as it were, tailor your learning to what you need and what you want in order to get to where you want to get to, as it were. I mean, do you have a plan, an ambition, something you'd like to do?
Not really.
Is it something you think that, I mean, at your age, I'm not surprised. I had, as I mentioned to one of your colleagues earlier, I had no idea at your age, so I'm not expecting you to know definitely what you want to do. But do you have any leanings towards sort of art or science or anything in particular?
Not at the moment. I'm about to start my engineering course in college in September.
Oh, excellent. And what type of engineer? Because I know that I'm not familiar with...
Mechanical.
Now, describe what that will entail. What sort of engineering would you be studying then, mechanical?
Well, it's like sort of engines and cars and building stuff.
Okay, excellent. And that's something that... is that something you tinker around with at home a lot?
Not
building
really.
Things? Have you stripped down? I remember when I was younger, I used to take old radios and televisions apart, and I could never put them back together again. I mean, I know that's electrical engineering, but I love dismantling things, but if I tried to put them back together, I always ended up with a handful of screws and nuts and bolts. I didn't know where they came from. But that's something that interests you, and obviously enough to have signed up for a course. Where will you be studying that?
The college.
At the Isle of Wight College.
Yeah.
Excellent. They do some really good courses there, don't they? Do you think that is something that will take you on to the next stage? What do you think that will take you on to after studying that?
I'm not sure.
But something that interests you at this point anyway. Mm. Well, I wish you the very, very best of luck with that, and I hope you enjoy the course, and I'm sure it'll be a great success for you, and whatever you end up doing, as I say, I wish you the very best of luck. So, Scott, it's been a pleasure to meet you. Thank you very much for joining me and watching over your younger brother, who, as we were chatting to Luke a little bit earlier. So enjoy the rest of your 4P's course, and thanks once again.